I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I was at a show yesterday called The Other Songs, a fundraiser in aid of the Brit School, which is the only non-fee paying music school in the country. Olivia Dean went there, of course, and my son. My son went to that school. He's just left, and they performed at the London Palladium yesterday in front of a sold-out crowd with special guests, Nile Rodgers, Kathy Dennis, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Justin Tranter. Who's that guy? Guy from Eurovision. The only one that won. Nearly won. Sam Ryder and Rex Orange County. Brilliant night. And all the artists echo the ethos of the school. That it doesn't matter what your background is. Don't care who you are, where you're from, as long as you love me. You know, all that counts is whether you're talented. Only the most talented get in. And oh my goodness, what a breath of fresh air that is. In an industry that's saturated with who you know and how much money you have. I'll tell you what it produces, apart from very talented people, because they're very talented when they go in. It just produces like Adele, Olivia Dean, Amy Winehouse, Tom Holland, Jessie J. I don't know them, but they all come across as kind of nice people. The same goes for all the students that I know there. Just, and the ex-students who performed last night, nice people. Oh my goodness, that's good to see. Because if you come from money and a privileged background, you get these opportunities. You know, they're more of a given, aren't they? You know, these kind of people expect. You don't have to be nice to people. I'm not saying that 100% of people with privilege and money who get to these levels are arseholes, because that's absolutely not the case. But in my experience, 99% of them are. It's gratitude. Your kids, the people that graduate from there are grateful for their talent and not arrogant and entitled to be there. It was a hugely uplifting experience to watch. Now watch this space as I seek to do the same thing in comedy and the rest of the entertainment industry this year. Wish me luck. Wish me luck. And I'm talking really to those with no money and no connections.